The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
President, during an Oval Office media availability with Pakistan's prime minister today, talked about the four Democrat congresswomen he's been targeting recently and the accusations that he's acting in a racist manner.
There's no racial tension. Look,
Mr. Prime Minister,
I had my best numbers recently, and it's because of the economy and what I've done for the African American. When you look at the African Americans are doing better than they've ever done in our country, that we're creating numbers. Look at the poverty numbers. Look at so many different. Look at the unemployment numbers, the best they've ever had. No, we have fantastic relationships with the African American community. I think you'll see that. Certainly, you're going to see that in 2020.
No updates on ASAP Rocky, though. Huh?
Is ASAP Rocky out yet?
Yeah. No.
Did he get ASAP Rocky?
He found out that there's no bail in Sweden. He said he was going to personally put up the bail. And they're like, we don't have the exact.
I don't
same
think a president has to personally put up bail.
He said he would.
Why does ASAP Rocky have to get out?
Kanye was trying to.
Yeah. Melania then brought it up to him. So.
And Bieber, too, right?
The Biebs. Yeah.
Yeah. Biebs wanted him out, but he also said it would be cool if he let the little kids out of the cages,
on him a little
too.
Bit there.
Yeah.
That was a little. Yeah.
It's quite a thing.
A little bit of a.
It's quite a thing.
Still.
All right.
It's always a little uncomfortable when there's a translator there in the middle of all that, trying to somehow take those words and put them into any language,
what
including
is,
English.
What
you know,
is
right?
ASAP Rocky in Urdu?
Yeah, can you imagine? With the dollar sign.
Okay, now hold on a second here, but wait, there's more. He was also asked about the upcoming Robert Mueller testimony on Wednesday.
No, I'm not going to be watching, probably, maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding. The Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices.
So all the tweets that we will see in sync based on what is being said during that whole Mueller scenario, that's just going to be coincidence, right? Because he's not watching. He's not going to watch.
Well, he usually watches Love Island, I think, on Wednesday nights, so he might be clicking back and forth. Yeah.
I think he will be watching, getting very... And this isn't bites of the apple. He's just going to explain what was in the report. That he's going to be asked questions about the actual report. Because most Americans, 99% of Americans, did not read the report, didn't even read I would say probably 95% didn't read even the little summary that was released. They're just relying on the media that they choose to consume to explain it to them, whether it's social media, or it's something on Facebook, or it's something on Fox News, or something on CNN. Yeah. And so this gives Mueller an opportunity to explain what it is that he did and what it was that he meant by it. And I feel like having read the part of the full report, and then certainly the dissection of the report, it certainly, I don't think the president's going to like what he hears. Mm. Now, he'll argue that the whole thing was, you know, the whole thing is a conspiracy. And there's, because actually it's not about, well, we will see. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave it
Wednesday night.
What about the impeachment thing, Mr. President?
What they're doing is just hearing after hearing after hearing. It's nonsense, okay? They tried an impeachment vote, and they got slaughtered last week. They got absolutely slaughtered. It was the most ridiculous. I didn't even know they were going to do it. And I'll tell you, just in finishing, I have a lot of respect for the Democrats because most of them voted against impeachment last week. And I have a lot of respect for those Democrats that did that. Because they're doing the right thing for the country. No collusion, no obstruction. Okay.
And for the Democrats who didn't, you have to go back to where you came from, too. I think interesting. It is. We live in such an interesting time.
Something.
I do think Wednesday is going to be fireworky, though.
Hmm.
And I don't think impeachment's the right thing. We got an election next year. Let the voters decide if this is how the majority of voters in the states that count.
So you see the election's next year, you say. Now, have the Democrats come up with any candidates yet? Anybody throwing their hat in the ring?
Okay. Yes, everyone.
Okay, just wondering about
yes,
that.
Yes, and it's not narrowing down well.
Could have that play-in game like they do with March Madness now, just to get to the main debates.
You're so right, though. You mentioned this earlier. CNN, it was embarrassing.
It was terrible.
When they did, like, it was like the NBA draft when they were putting the all the different candidates in these groups. I'm like, first of all, they want to make it as democratic as possible with a little d.
Yeah.
How stupid is this? Let me just tell you something. You take the top contenders, you put them in one night, and then you do have the children's table for the other ones, and if anybody pops out of it, they pop out of it.
Out of there. I know there's something. Patrick Ewing is now opening an envelope. Jamie Gertz, just like at the NBA draft. You're right. It's exactly like
that. Oh, bull crap. I don't want to.
Who got Zion?
I don't want to hear from Marianne Williamson. I don't want. And I don't want her in a table where she has to go up against Joe Biden or whatever the hell it is. I want to see the top five. We know who the top five are. It's Biden. It's Kamala Harris. It's Buttigieg.
Edge.
I don't know. Is Cory Booker in the top five?
No. Wait,
who's
1%. You got
Warren, right, and Sanders.
Kamala,
Warren,
Bernie,
Biden,
yeah.
Sanders, Harris, and
that's probably Buttigieg. That's the squad. That's the squad we're going to call them.
Right.
You can't call them the squad.
Right. That's the mod squad.
That's the mod squad.
So let them get out there.
The Fab Five.
And figure out, right.
we'll just stick with the analogy.
And let them all fight it out. Yeah. And then if they want to go down and they want to get a Klobuchar or something as their vice president, fine, do it. Or you want to get, Corey, or you want to get, Marianne Williamson. If you're Biden, maybe you want Marianne Williamson because her hair smells great. I don't know.
Whatever
it is, you choose it.
Poor Beto. Now polling about the same as Mickey Rourke, as Beto O'Rourke. They got about the same number.
I
just lost that.
Well, I did.
You had a moment.
I think people just like the idea that Beto wore belt buckles, but also looked like he was. Beto always looked like he was your senior class president who took things too seriously. All right, now we're really going to do something about this. It was finished.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good number five.
Number four.
Now, more than 200 days after the former Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned, we might now get a permanent successor. There's going to be a full Senate vote on Mark Esper, the acting secretary and former secretary of the Army. That's going to happen tomorrow. And Mitch McConnell is urging his colleagues to look beyond some of the ethical concerns that have popped up.
He served honorably in combat during the Gulf War as an infantry officer with Kentucky's own 101st Airborne, the Screaming Eagles. Later, he obtained a master's degree from the Kennedy School at Harvard and a PhD from George Washington University.
Also, I'll be racing a rabbit later this year, as I do every year at this time, because I'm a turtle.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I like to have anybody who's a full timer. The president likes part timers. See, there's a story today about the Commerce Department and the Commerce Secretary who can't stay awake during the meetings.
Yeah.
And rarely shows up. Wilbur Ross.
Ooh, Wilbur.
I'd like to see actually a 100-yard dash between Mitch McConnell and Wilbur Ross.
Oh my gosh.
Well, maybe a 100-word sentence to see who falls asleep first in the sentence. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, let's find out from Kim what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour.
President Trump just tweeting, there's a budget deal.
WGN TV's Joe Donlin tracks a handyman who's left a trail of complaints across the city and the suburbs. How to avoid getting burned, WGN TV investigates. Tuesday, that would be tomorrow, 9 p.m.
Top 5 rolls on.
Number 3.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Finally, Avengers Endgame has become the most financially successful film of all time. They had to re-release it and add 90 seconds or something to it. Is that what they did?
A little bit of extra bonus stuff for people.
Right. But they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. It beat Avatar from 2009.
Ooh.
At San Diego's Comic-Con over the weekend, one of the big projects finally officially announced by Marvel, and that Kevin Feige guy, right? Isn't he the the guy that's
the
running,
poobah, the grand poobah.
The guy's running the thing now. He was a he was a big Hollywood muckety muck before, right? And he's sort of stepped in.
Doing a great job
to run the Marvel thing. Yeah, he is doing a great job. He has announced that Scarlett Johansson is going to get her own franchise as Black Widow. That's coming in May. And that Mahershala Ali, I'll get it right eventually, is going to be the Blade, right?
Yeah.
He's getting his own franchise.
Right. That's correct. That was a shocker. People were thrilled, but had no idea. He came out there and put the hat on like an NBA first-round draft pick, and it said Blade on it. People went, what?
Wow.
Yeah, that was big news.
And there was a sneak peek of the Scarlett Johansson film. And the 7,000 geeks loved it.
I have no perspective on the fan reaction. I mean, the fans in Hall H are so incredible because they know everything before you even, like, they are anticipating it. And then, you know, their relationship with Kevin Feige is such a unique one. And then, like, he seems to blow everybody's minds. And, like, they know just what to do. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I think it was positive.
Okay. Poor Scarlett. She's been getting a lot of hot water lately because she keeps making comments about things that seem innocent that people get mad at her. So she's, you know. And yeah, this is going to be her character at a certain point along the timeline. It makes sense for the Marvel fans because, spoiler alert.
You're going to have to explain this coming
up. Yeah, we can explain this. Lauren can jump in. We can talk a little bit about this.
And there's something else that's going on. And Kevin and I are going to take a walk. But
no, don't you do that.
But the interesting thing is that we're also Natalie Portman is going to be like Lady Thor or something, right?
Exactly right. Yes. Another surprise for people. It's going to show up in the next Thor movie. They'll be handing the hammer to her.
Oh.
Passing the hammer. So you got Portman, Thor. You got your Scarlett Johansson. You got Mahershala Ali. You got a new Ariel for The Little Mermaid. There's always stuff going on in the world of casting, getting people all excited one way or another.
But with the Thor thing, it was interesting because she wasn't even in this.
Hey, could you hold it?
See, that's, she sounds just like those
just hold
geeks.
Hold it.
Number two.
Logan Paul, who makes about $15 million a year, is one of the highest paid YouTube stars, appeared on Fox Business Network today to talk about being Logan Paul.
It's the worst.
Now, it was going kind of well before Logan Paul launched into shout outs to his home state of Ohio, bold statements about his income, and an insistence that he is a mega athlete.
Look, Liz, this is a big thing.
I know.
If I'm being quite honest with you, I'm the fastest YouTuber. I'm the fastest entertainer on the planet.
You're talking about running.
Running. I could be the quickest man on the planet.
You played football in high school.
Yeah.
Westlake High.
Yeah, Westlake High School. Shout out. And I'm betting $100,000 that I'm the fastest man on the planet. I'm the fastest man on the planet.
Dude, he's the strangest dude.
All right, hold on. There's more.
Okay.
You have a payroll now, right? Mm-hmm. You're the one signing the checks to pay yourself.
Yeah, but I will say my expenses just surpassed my income for the first time ever. I just sat with my financial manager. He told me that. Like, I'm definitely going downhill from here.
Did that make you nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm terrified. I think it's the beginning of the end.
Come on.
I also have pink eye. And so this whole thing is like, I don't even...
Okay, don't touch the set.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It's not contagious.
But talk...
Yes, it is.
There's a two-week incubation period.
What?
What the hell is he talking about? See, everybody can make anything up. It's like in the social media. You can say whatever you want, and it doesn't have to be true, and nobody can check you on it because it's a blizzard of misinformation. What's wrong with this
can't
mother?
Just anybody race him and beat him?
It can't be a surprise to you that you have this competition blossoming now with Facebook trying to play catch-up with YouTube. And how do you see that battle?
Yeah, I mean, every big platform wants to be the video platform. Video is huge now. Like statistically, you might know one of the biggest things that kids are consuming. So I mean, I don't know. You're talking about a lot of stuff I don't really know much about.
Yeah. Oh God.
Kind of just like out here
again. Biggest star on YouTube. One of the biggest stars in the English language on YouTube, right? And he doesn't know anything. He's Ryan Lochte. And this is we're counting on.
He's the guy that went to Japan and made fun of the culture and then did a video near someone, on a site where someone had just hanged themselves. He's the guy
that showed the actual body.
He showed what they thought was the actual body. He's the guy that said, I'm going to try to pretend to be gay for a month because it's a choice. I mean, he's just a horrible human being for some reason. He's the guy that, like, you just cringe if your son brought him home as a friend or your daughter was dating anything like that. You're like, how are you hanging out with that idiot kid from down the block that eats dirt?
And finally...
We're so screwed.
I know.
Number one.
Bringing You Vermont is a local specialty store that promises to make its customers feel right at home.
That's nice.
One man took that promise a bit too seriously by strolling into the Bennington shop the same way he entered the world, naked, head to toe, only a pair of glasses and a wallet that he carried with him. Where do you carry your wallet in a situation like that?
Well, yeah.
We do, yep. It's right around the corner. We have some of your coffee. Then we also have...
Oh, what is it? Self-serve?
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
All right. Take care.
Okay, everything's totally normal. State of Vermont only recognizes nudity as a crime if someone disrobes in a public space or touches themselves. The simple act of being naked, however, is completely legal.
Okay.
Shop owner Ryan Hassett said, unusual, but not illegal.
I have no problem with somebody, you know, acting natural and stuff. I'm not encouraging people to come into our establishment all natural. It's great to get bringing New Vermont's name out there, but this is definitely a first for us. My daughter directed him to where the coffee was. He got a cup of coffee. He asked her if it was a good place to go swimming. She directed him to a swimming area. He paid for his coffee, and out the door he went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just hope he doesn't, like, drop a NutraSweet packet on the ground or something and bend over to get it.
I just am really glad that Bernie Sanders didn't do this.
I was wondering if we have coffee, how hot is it? Because if I spill a little bit on my schmeckle, that's going to be a big problem.
No.
I don't want that to happen, and I would like to go to a swimming hole before the big CNN debate next week, in which I will be fully naked next to Elizabeth Warren and showing you that I have absolutely zero response romantically.
And there's a mental image for the drive home for everybody.
Bernie just wandering around a grocery naked. Store, butt naked.
I think he's about 15 minutes away from doing that anyway. He looks a little lost.
Seven decades of never manscaping, too. You know what that, right?
Oh, God.
All right, we got to go. I think it's time to, you know.
The top five at five.